four lines down. Ukshem should, but we said yesterday that the height of the height of the rakia of each sky is 500 mil. The mountain top takes to walk 500 years, which corresponds to the three avos, right? How long they live. So now the Gemara says the ukshem should be an arts rakia mal chamesh mil shor, just like between the land and the earth and the sky is 500 years. Kach bin Rakia Rakia, so too we have a tradition that there are seven heavens. So between each and every heaven, there are 500 years. V'ovio mal chamesh meo shona. And the thickness of each heaven is 500 years as well. Now, it sounds from this, I have to tell you, like the dome, which we discussed yesterday, is also 500 years thickness, although this is going to be a matter of contention later in the Gemara. But it sounds from this like the Rakia is here specifically alluding to the dome. And this dome, if you think about it, would be, they would have understood that this is the dome which separates between the water which is me'al l'Rakia and the water which is mitachas l'Rakia and Brachus. Right? The water which is mitachas l'Rakia is, of course, the water below the dome. And the water me'al l'Rakia is the water which is above the dome. So now, how thick is the dome itself? So it sounds like they learned that the dome itself is 500 years thick. Amar Rabbi Bun, and Rabbi Bun said, how we know this is true? Because he rakia besoch hamayim, let there be a rakia, a firmament, a division within the water. Yehi rakia betavech, let the rakia be in the middle. Now, the way the Yerushalmi is learning in the middle means that the middle is the same size, it's like a sandwich. It's the same size as on either side of it. In other words, it's 500 years below the rakia, 500 years above the rakia, and the rakia itself is the toch, the tovech, which is the 500 years in the middle. Says the Gemara, Rav said, we are the fifth to last narrow line. Rav Amar Lachim Ayu Hashamayim. The heavens were moist. In other words, they were they were soft is a better word. Bayom Rishon, uvayom Hasheni Karshu. This whole arrangement with the waters under the dome and the waters above the dome was all moist. It wasn't yet set firmly on the first day of creation. The second day became firm. Rav continued to say, Yirakia, when Hashem said, let there be a rakia, the word he has many connotations. It means Yechazek rakia, let the rakia become stronger. Yikarish rakia, let it become solid. Yigali rakia, let it have a surface to it. Yimatach rakia, let the rakia have a stretch. In other words, let it arch over the heavens. So all this is implied in the word Yehi. Let me give you two major pages here. We'll find out. All this implied in the word Yehi. Yehi Rakia means that let the Rakia be made in its full and complete sense. So Rav Yehuda ben Pazi says another interpretation here. Yesek mi matlis harakia. The rakia is like a tent. A matlis is literally a piece of cloth, but here it means a cloth which forms a tent. And again, the rakia is the dome, and the dome is like a tent over the earth. So we say, let the rakia be a matlis. Hech mat omer, as we know, how do we know the rakia has to do with a tent or with an awning? Because it says Vayarkuas Pachiasov, when they were making the gold thread from the Mishkan, so they hammered out thin layers of gold. So we see that a thin sheet of something is called a rakia of that substance. So too the heavens are a thin sheet. Tautly stretched tent over the earth. Now, before it said, a couple lines before, it said that the rakia was 500 years walk thick. Obviously, if you're going to say it's like a tent, which is pitched and is like a piece of material which is very, very thin, then this statement, the Gemara is arguing the previous statement, and it does not ascribe much thickness to the tent. So here we say Take, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, they said the name Rabbi Yeshua on the first wide line now. All the Osha Rakia, the width of the Rakia is Kishtei Etzbaim, it's only two etzbos wide. Right? As opposed to 500 years thick, it's two etzbos thick. A big difference, right? Milsi Rabbi Chanina, Pligay. The statement made by Rabbi Chanina, however, argues on this. Dam Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Acha said name Rabbi Chanina, Tarkia imo. Fly up with him. You know, the Israeli internal airline is called Arkia, right? Because Arkia means I will fly up to the heavens, right? So Tarkia imo, fly up with him, Lishchakim Chazakim, to strong heavens, Kirim Mutzak, like a strongly poured mirror. Tarkia, so this part which talks about the Tarkia and says it's very strong, Melame Chemasuin Katas, on the one hand we see that it's like a thin sheet. But Yochel Shein Abriyim, would I say that it's not so strong? In other words, it's only to its bow's thickness, very, very thin. Travis would be make it very, very soft. Tamulomar Chazokim. So that's why it says that they're very strong, which implies that there's a greater thickness. So although it's a sheet, the dome is a sheet over the world, it's a very thick sheet. Yochel Shein Nisrapim. Can it become weaker? In other words, can the sky fall down? Tamulomar no kiriimutzak b'chol. What is it? I translated before like a mirror, but I think it more appropriately means it's something which you view as being very solid. B'chol shav v'shav, each and every moment, nirimutzakim, the heavens seem very, very solid. Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish discussed this idea further. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'noach shabolam, customarily in the world, Odomoteach Oel, when a person draws a tent, he sets up a tent, Aide Shos Rafa. He does it in a very ad hoc fashion. Shos Rafa literally means a soft stay. It means it's temporary, and therefore he puts it up in a very, hastily assembled fashion, right? It's not so strong. However, when Hashem put up the heavens, He stretched them out like a tent under which one lives. Like, in other words, with permanence. Even it says chazokim, it says they're very strong. Rabbi Shimon Lakish has another comment on this issue. He says, "Benoach shebolam, customarily in the world, adam nosich kelim, when a person puts down vessels." Aide shows for a long time, so then humale chaluda, they start getting rusty. Baram, however, here hacha with the skies kirim utzak, they are a vision of strength or solidness as bechol shah v'shah, each and every moment. In other words, the heavens don't rust each and every moment. B'chol shah v'shah, I'm near in kashatzi tzikosan. They look as strong and as fresh as the time. He explains the word mutzak as if it was poured. As the time they're poured, like the first day, they look as fresh every single day. Of course, we're talking about how the sky has this very, very stunning beauty, but besides that also has a very, very strong element to it, and the sky is not going to fall down. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zayah Amar, Ahodar Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Zayah took up this thread which Rabbi Shimon Lakish expressed about the permanence and the constant beauty as it was just created today. Now he said, we see this elsewhere in the episode of Maaser Breishis. It says, Vayichula Shamayim Oretz. The Chol Tzivam, and the earth, the heavens and the earth were created, and all of their hosts, Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, and God completed creation on the seventh day. Vayivorech Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, and God blessed the seventh day. Okay, so far so good. Maksi Basre, what does it say immediately afterwards? Eilat Toz Hashemayim, these are the generations of the heavens. Why immediately after we talked about Shabbos and Vayechulu, we start speaking about the history of the world? Ella, rather, since time immemorial, in other words, more specifically, since the world is created, the cycle is constant. Everything is solid. Everything is fresh. And that's why since then, Yom Nichnas V'Yom Yotzei, a day comes in and a day goes out. Shabbos Nichnas, a week comes in, Shabbos Yotzei, Shabbos goes out. A week goes out. Chodesh Nichnas, a month comes in, Chodesh Yotzei, a month goes out. Shana Nichnas, a month, a year comes in, Shana Yotzei, in other words, the cycle is constant since the beginning of creation, in constantly refreshed way. Okay, even it says, that's what it says. Ve'elo told us, Hashamayim Arts, these are the generations of the heavens and earth, Piboram, when they were created, Biyom Asos Hashem Elkim Eretz Yisrael, on the day that God made heavens and earth. From then, they're functioning constantly in this state, which has not run down at all over the years. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, okay, now we're going to come to a new issue. This is the end of this issue. Now, new issue. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, do you have Daf Hey there still?
Yes.
Okay, I have Daf Hey. Here's the rest of it. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Arba Hashmoros Bayom, Barba Hashmoros Balayla. There are four Hashmoros during the day and four Hashmoros at night. Now that means that night is divided into four watches. That would be two before midnight and two after midnight. Okay, so that would be from, let's say, an equinox day, from 6 to 9, from 9 to 12, from 12 to 3, and from 3 to 6. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Anasi's opinion. Both the day and night can be divided up into four watches apiece. Ha'ona. Now, they didn't have seconds in the old days. They didn't have minutes and seconds. Rather, how would they divide up an hour? Ha'ona, there would be a period to call an ona, which is a chod mi'asim v'arab l'shoh, which is 1/24th of an hour, which is between 2 and 3 minutes, right? Then they would have a time period of a smaller time period, which is is 1/24th l'ona, which means that it's 1/24 times 24 of an hour, which is how much approximately? 24 times 24. 1 over 24 to the second. Around 600. 1/600th of an hour. So 1/600th hour is about 3 seconds, right? 10 seconds? There's 6,000 seconds an hour, right? Let me see. You're right, 10 seconds? 36. You're right, I'm not thinking. 3600, right? So how much is 1/600th of an hour? About 6 seconds, right? About 6 seconds.
15 seconds.
What? Alright, it's not relevant because we're never going to tell time this way anyway. The point is that now we're not yet at the furthest division. Now we have the Ono, which is 1/24th an hour, the Ace, which is 1/24th of that, and now we have the smallest division of an hour, which is, ready for this one, guys? It says that it is Harega Echad Mesimvarbo Ace. Harega is 1/24th of an Ace. Now, I did that one, yes. It comes out to about 123,000-something or other of an hour. 1/23,000th, or almost close to 1/24,000th of an hour. Okay, so that's considered to be a rega, which is, I guess, how many of there are the second? That's probably 1/6th of a second. Now, says the Gemara, this rega, there are other ways of measuring it. What are the other ways of measuring it? So says the Gemara that it is kamu rega. Rabbi Brachi b'shem Rabbi Chel Momar k'day lo amro, the amount of time it says to say the word rega, which is somewhat less than a second. I don't know if it's a sixth of a second, but it is less than a second. Rabbi, that was in the Bavli as well. This the shear of a rega, that it's the amount of time it takes to say it. Rabbanan amru, a rega carefine, it's like the batting of an eye. Tanya Shmuel, Shmuel said, Harega echon mi chameshes ribo v'sheshes alof v'shmona meos v'arboim v'shmona. It's 1 over 56,848 of an hour, which is obviously very, very short amount of time. Elisha, there were 56,848 regoim in an hour. Rabbi, okay, that's all Rabbi Ranasi. Now, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Sholosh. There are three Hashmoros in the night time, from 6 to 10, from 10 to 2, and from 2 to 6, which is the way the Bavli learns. Well, the Bavli brings us Machlokas as well. Rabbi Zrikon Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Zrikon Rabbi Ami had a discussion about this. In the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they said, time of the Rebbe, what's the logic of Rebbe? It says that David got up in the middle of the night to learn Torah. And it says by David, my eyes arose before two watches. So that means that if he got up in the middle of the night of Chatzos, and there are two watches after he gets up, so how many watches must there be before he gets up? Also two. He got up at midnight. So there must be four watches in the night. That's the logic of Rebbe. Rabbi Chizki Amar, Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Zrika, and Rabbi Ba. Again, Rabbi Chizki is one, the name Rabbi Zrika, one opinion. Rabbi Ba is another opinion. Chad Amar, at the time of the Rebbe, one of them expressed the logic of Rebbe. Charino Amar, and the other one expressed the logic, Tamei Rabbi Nosson, the logic of Rabbi Nosson. Manda Mar time at the Rebbe, he wanted to express the logic of Rebbe, said Chatzos Laila. Like we said before, David gets up Chatzos Laila in the middle of the night and he says, I still have two watches in front of me when I'm going to sit and learn. Mar time made the Rebbe Nelson, he who said over the logic of Rebbe Nelson says, Rosh Hashmar Svatichona. It says that Gidon attacked the enemy's camp at the beginning of the middle Mishmar. It's the beginning of the middle Mishmar, so there got to be three, not four, right?
So midnight is the middle?
No, from 10 to 12. He's going to learn to divide them. According to Rebbe, they're divided 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6. According to Rabbi Nosson, they're going to be divided 6 to 10, 10 to 2, and 2 to 6. Okay? So says the Gemara, Mamakim Rabbi Nosson, what does Rabbi Nosson do? Literally, how does he sustain? Time of the Rebbe, the logic of Rebbe. Chatzos Laila, so the truth is, I keep on making this mistake because I'm so used to the Bavli. But in Yushami, the word Taima doesn't mean logic. You know what it means? Pasuk. So what does he do? Mamakim Rebbe, time of Rabbi Nosson means, what does Rebbe do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Nosson? And vice versa. Generally, when the Gemara Yerushalmi asks my taima, it's not asking what's the logic like the Bavli does, but it's asking what's the pasuk from which this issue is derived. Okay, so here again we're saying my mekayim Rabbi Nosson time of the Rebbe. What does Rabbi Nosson do with the logic of with the pasuk of Rebbe? What does he do with the pasuk of Rebbe? Chatzos Laila. So I tell you why. He says, Chatzos Laila. This is a very interesting answer. The Bavli says that Rabbi Nosson says about Rebbe's Pasuk, that Davi got up in the middle of the second Mishmar, so he had half of the second Mishmar left, and the whole last Mishmar. So he said, Kodmoy Nayash Maros, meaning not two whole Mishmaros, but parts of two Mishmaros were left in the night. That's how the Bavli answers. However, he gives a fascinating answer. He says, sometimes David got up early and sometimes David got up late. By the way, we don't know when David went to sleep. But sometimes he got up at 10 p.m. and sometimes he got up at midnight. What was the difference? So he says, Pa'amim Chatzos Laila, Pa'amim got up in the middle of the night, and sometimes Pa'amim Kidmoyin Hashmar, sometimes he got up at the end of the first Mishmar, so he talked at two Mishmars instead of it, in front of him. Ha'abeis inside. Which is like the Bible saying, okay, so how does that work? When David used to go to a state dinner, he used to have a king's feast, so then Chatzos Laila, he used to go to sleep later, so he can only get up at midnight. But But he used to have a private dinner. Then he could get up nice and early. So he could get up at 10 p.m. and learn Torah from 10 p.m. straight through the rest of the night. Mikomakom, in any event, lo ev a shachar asa, regardless of when David used to get up, the morning certainly would never come. Umashkech leDavid Domi could find David in bed. David sleeping. No. Who should David Omar? That's what David used to say. Ucha kivodi, let my glory awake. Ura nevelchina, let me awake with the musical instruments. Ahiro shachar, I will awake in the morning. Isil yikari, let my glory awaken. Min komei, from before, ikre debari. In other words, let I have to wake up before my creator's glory, which is the sun, comes. It's not their cheres for him to have to wake me up in the morning. Lochik, why? Because ikri. Everybody has the next page?
Yes.
Ikri.
You have it?
Ikri lochoshiv klum. My glory is meaningless. Kadim ikra debari when compared to the glory of my creator. Ayra shachar. I wake in the morning. Ana avaina avaina avina morer shachra. I used to wake in the morning. Shachra luava morer li. The morning would not wake me up. Now, fascinating conversation we have here. Again, this is not in the Bavli. Vayitzo mekachigo. David Melch Yitzor was tried to seduce him to sleep later. How so? He had a good Yitzor, a sharp Yitzor. Amalo, he said to him, he would say to David, David, Dakot Shem Elohim, most kings, Leos and Shachmaran, they have the morning awake them. They're not awakened by the morning, they have the morning awake them. Vata Amar Yura Shachar. Now, the way that the Mefarshim explained, I believe the Mashbiach says this, he says that his Yetzirah was a wise fellow. Yetzirah said, it's a chilul Hashem for you to get up so early in the morning. It's not regal. It's not majestic. What's majestic? To sleep late, right? So therefore, his Yetzirah don't sleep late. Vata mar yira shachar, darkot shum lochim, the way of kings is liot tishayim atchol shalos, to sleep till 3 hours in the morning. Vata mar chatzos laylo akum. You're saying get up in the middle of the night. So what would David answer? David would say, "Vuoimer," you respond, "Amish betetit kech." I have to get up to learn Torah. You're right. Perhaps if I was conducting myself as a king, I would get up late. But I'm more concerned with learning Torah and the honor of the Torah. And we saw that in Nach also. We had, you know, when Michal sees David dancing in front of the Sefer Torah with all of his joy, so David, in front of the Aron. So David says, she says, "Kings, this is not, but it doesn't pass for you to do this. It's not proper for you to chorus, to dance with all your joy and all your might." So David says, "For Kavod HaTorah, it's certainly worth it." So here too, David says, "It might not be regal, it might not be majestic, but this is how we learn Torah." Not only that, David would set a personal example, obviously. Umayo David, I said, what would David say, do? Rei Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Nachum. Rei Pinchas would say, name Rabbi Elazar b'Nachum. Hayanoytel nevel v'chinor. He would take his musical instruments, v'nosimir ha'shoysov, and put them by his head. V'oymei v'chatzilai, and he would rise at midnight, u'menagin bohem, and he would make music with them. So he didn't call the police in the old days. But he would make music, Kadesh Yishmu Chavrei Torah, in order that his Chavrei Torah, fellow Talmid HaChachamim, would hear him playing music and saying to him, Umar Yu Chavrei Torah, what then would his friend say? Oh, Umayim David HaMelech HaYisei B'Torah. If David gets up to rise to learn Torah, Anu, we, Alachas Kama Kama, how much more so do we have to do so? I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, Kino Hayatoli Keneged Chalonoisov Shel David. There was a harp dangling opposite, and this brought down the Bavli as well, opposite the windows of David. Vayaruch Tzfonis Min HaSheves Balayla, and the northern wind would come in the night, Min HaFesis Bo, and it would play on the strings of the harp. Vayamanagim Elav, and the harp would act like an alarm clock, and it would make him up, would make music on its own. Okay? All this is Rabbi Nosson dealing with the Pasuk of Rabbi. Mamakaim Rebbe time of the Rabbi Nelson. What does Rebbe do with the large, with the pasuk of Rabbi Nelson, which said, Losh. Did I skip? Oh, sorry, I skipped. You're right. That's what that which it says. It says when the menagen would do nigunim. In other words, kenagen b'menagen inksiv. It doesn't say like somebody, a musical player playing on his instrument. El kenagen amnagen, when the musical instrument would play on its own. Hakinori amnagen may love. The musical instrument, the harp, would play on its own. Mamakaim Rebbe time of the Rabbi Nosson. What does Rebbe do with the logic of with the pasuk? What does Rebbe do with the pasuk of Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Nosson said, "Take a good pasuk." Rosh Hashmorah Satichoina, the beginning of the second watch, which sounds like there are three watches in the night. The beginning of the middle watch, which sounds like there are three watches in the night. My Rabbi Huna, so Rabbi Huna said, and we're not going to like Rabbi Huna's answer. The Yerushalmi is going to shoot it down. Rabbi Huna wanted to say, so far, Shoshniya v'rosh shoshlishis. When they're going to attack, at the end of the second, which is beginning of the third, in other words, at midnight, because then, hey, Mesachnos is Alayla. These two Mishmaros, the second and the third, they put the middle of the night in the middle. So Rosh Hashmorah Satichona, according to this interpretation, means at the beginning of the Mishmaros, or at the head of the Mishmaros, I should say, which divide up the night. Now this is difficult, because Yerushalmi immediately asked, if that's what it would have meant to say, it should have said Rosh Hashmorah Satichona, but it should have said Rosh Hashmorah Satichonos. Right, it should have said at the beginning of the middle one, it should have said at the height of the two middle ones. So how can you say that Tichona means the two middle ones? Then it should have written the pasuk at the very least in plural. And it didn't. So says the Gemara, that's the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Man of Yahus. Yahus means, is that nice? Is that good? Like the word Yoeh, Kilo Noeh, Kilo Yoeh. Is that right? Is that a good pshat? Miksi tichonos, does it say that there are two mishmaros which together comprise the middle of the night? Lo tichona lo tichon lo, obviously not. So that's not a good answer. Rather tichona kadmesa lo mischashva. Well, I punctuated that wrong. Scratch that a minute. Miksi tichon tichonos lo tichona. It only says tichona, singular. That's part of his refutation. Now he says his own answer. And this is a very cute answer. He says, really, Rebbe says there are four mishmaros in the night. Hi, it says that the kidron attacked at the beginning of the middle mishmar. Says Rebbe, we don't count the first one. You know why I don't count the first one? Because while the ad kidon, b'yos erin, the first mishmar goes from 6 to 9. Till 9 o'clock, people are still awake. So, when we talk about watches, we mean really the watches when people are asleep. When the people are asleep, the last three watches. So therefore, when it says Rosh Hashmorah Satichona, it means it says the middle watch, because then as far as watching a camp and encampment, we don't take into account the first watch. We only start the whole cheshbon from the second watch when people are already starting to sleep. Okay? Says new sugya. Rabbi Yasi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yasi Yasa. Oh, sorry. Piska. The Piska is like, let's begin a new issue. Chachorim chatzos chamisek only read till chatzos. Rabbi Yasi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, halakha chamisek only read shema till chatzos, till midnight. Rabbi Yasa mifakid l'chavraya. Rabbi Yasa used to give directives to the Talmidei Chachamim. In Ba'isu Misaskin Be'oraisa, if you want to learn Torah through the night, Atun Kriya Shema, in Ba'isu Misaskin Be'Torah Atun, if you guys want to learn Torah through the night, Atun is Atem, you people. Kriya Shema Koinim Chatzos, say Kriya Shema before midnight, Misaskin, and then learn the Torah. because Kriyat Shema has to be said before Chatzos. Now, from this we can derive two things, says the Yerushalmi. Mil Samra is like in the Bavli we have Shema Mino. This is a, we can derive from this Shalom Kirchomi, that he holds that Allah is Kirchomi, they have to say Shema before Chatzos. Mil Samra, we can also derive from this Sha'amad Vorim Achar Emes Miyatziv. It's a fascinating thing the Gemara is saying here. They used to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and you really know, can't know this without the Mefarshim. They used to daven Shmoneh Esrei before Shema. There's a sheet like that even in the Bavli, that Tfilos are Be'emta. The Shmoneh Esreis come in the middle between the Shmas. The Shmas are on the outside, and the Shmoneh Esreis are in the inside. That means that in the morning you say Shema before Shmoneh Esrei, and at night you say Shmoneh Esrei before Shema. Now, there's another thing which Yerushalmi seems to have held as a very, very distinct possibility, which is that when I have to say Shema, I should go to sleep. And if you think about it, the way the Yerushalmi arranges things, davening at night makes sense. Because davening at night would end then with what bracha? What would be the last bracha? Bracha, last bracha. How does the bracha begin? Hashkiveinu. Do you understand that makes sense? Because that would be the last thing one would say at night. Right? And it makes sense. It doesn't make sense the way we do it. Right after Hashkiveinu, we still stand up. So we lie down. We stand up. We say Shmoneh Esrei. But that way, if you say Shmoneh Esrei before Shema, then it makes sense. Hashkiveinu is the last thing you say. And they also had the minhag, a lot of people had the minhag, and this Gemara is going to discuss, that you wouldn't say anything after you go right to sleep. There is such a minhag today that people say a mapil, and we don't talk afterwards. They just go right to sleep. So here the Yerushalmi says, if he told them they could learn afterwards, it must be that he held that even after Emes V'Yatziv, and they used to say Emes V'Yatziv at night. Now, we'd say what at night? Emes V'Emunah, they said Emes V'Yatziv. But they held that even after Emes V'Yatziv, you can still say, you can still talk. So that's the two things we hear from here. First of all, we hear from here, Mil Samra Shaloka Chachamim, that he holds that Shema has to be said before Chatzos. Mil Samra, we also hear from here, Shema Dvorim Acher Emes V'Yatziv, you're allowed to talk after Emes V'Yatziv. Why? Because they would continue learning after Emes V'Yatziv. Tani, we learned Hakor Shema Beis Knesset B'Shachar Yotze Dechavoso. It's a fascinating brisa. To the best of my recollection, it doesn't appear in the Yerusha in the Bavli, but it says if you read Shema in the morning in Shul, that's okay. If you read Shema at night in Shul, Lo Yotze Dechavoso. You didn't fulfill the chiyuv of Shema. Ma ben akori b'shachas, ma ben akori b'narvis. What's the logic that there's to say that there's a difference between reading the morning where you can read it in shul and read our way you can't read in shul? I'll tell you, Rav. Unam b'shem Rav Yosef, ma tam, and your tam means logic. Ma tam, or amuradam tzach likos Shema b'beisber. Why they say you're not yotzei in shul? You have to read it at home. Bishvil Avriach, everybody has Vavam Ralph. Bishvil Avriach is a mazikin, to keep away the shadim. So it has to be the last thing you say before you go to sleep. Makes sense, right? It's an interesting shita, but it makes sense. Mil Samra. And the conclusion from this price would be, the Shema Amina from this price would be, She'ein Omer Dvoy Machrem Sfiyatif. We're going to this after Emes V'Yatziv, but in other words, after Shomer HaMoitzah Lot, you wouldn't be allowed to talk anymore. Okay? We don't pass it this way, but that's Yerushalmi's opinion. Milsa Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar Kein. And from the episode from the words, from the episode of Shmuel ben Nachmani, we can hear that Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, held the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani karav nachas libur. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, when he went down to Bavel to discuss the issue of making a leap year, so then have a mikabel gabe, he was received by Rabbi Yaakov Grusa. Rabbi Yaakov Grusa was his host.
When is Rabbi Yaakov Grusa's host? Vava Rabbi Zira mitamer bene kupaya. Rabbi Zira, that was Rabbi Zera, would hide among the barrels. Mishmana to hear hechav a karishma. He wanted to hear as Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani was going to sleep how he read Shema. So he hid in the room behind the barrels to listen what's going on. So what did he hear? Shema, he heard the, Mishmana hech have a kor shema. For have a kor, so what would Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani say? He would say Shema. For chaz have a kor, he would say it over again and over again, adu shaka mine gosh nase, until he fell asleep while saying Shema. So it says Shema over and over again until he fell asleep as he was saying Shema. My time, why would he go to sleep while he was saying Shema that way? Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tachlifta Chamui, Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Tachlifta, his father-in-law, would say, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, who's probably Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rigzu v'altechto, make yourself tremble and do not sin. Say in your heart, in other words, say Shema in this case, on your heart while you're lying down, the domusel and you'll be tranquil forever. So he would say Shema right before he went to sleep, and he would not be mafsik bidvorim. He'd fall asleep while he was saying Shema. Okay? Mil say, I also, Friday night, I usually fall asleep while I'm saying Shema, but not for the same reason. Mil said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, pliga. It argues. To Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kochi mizmorim basra. He used to read mizmorim, various different kapitlach tilim, after he said Shema at night. And we taka in the Sidurim, it's printed, you know, in Kriya Shema Lamita, even after you say Shema, there are a whole bunch of other tehillim to say. So that would be like Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. V'atani ha'akin can do this. Hi, it says, didn't we learn, Einor medvarim achar v'emes v'yatziv, one is not allowed to speak after emes v'yatziv. We just learned that. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, a different interpretation of that. Potar le, he interpreted that meant b'emes v'yatziv shel shachris. When aren't you allowed to speak afterwards? Yeah, in the morning. You know why? Why in the morning do you have to not speak after Emes V'yatziv? Because, not just that. Right, because you have to be Somech Gula Tefillah. You have to say Shmon Esra immediately after Gal Yisro. So, but that's only in the morning. And now we know that the Mar Rabbi Zira, because Rabbi Zira said, "B'shem Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, Nei Rabbi Amirati Bar Yirmiya, Sholosh Tekivosim." The two things must have to be done immediately adjacent to each other. Techav Lismicha Shchita. Immediately after Lismicha Net of a Korban, you have to shecht it. Techav Natiyah Sedai. Immediately after washing Brach, you have to make a Motzi Lach Minoret. Tech of the Gula, immediately after saying Gal Yisrael, Tefillah, you have to daven Shemon Esrei. How do we know these things? Tech of the Smicha Shchita, immediately after Smicha, you have to do Shchita. Why? Because it says Vishtamach Vishachat. It says do Smicha, then immediately do Shchita. Tech of the Netilas Yodayim Bracha, immediately after the Netilas Yodayim, you have to wash, you have to say a Bracha. Suyadechim Kodesh, uplift your hands after washing. Ubirchus Hashem, bless God. Tech of the Gula Tefillah, immediately after saying Gal Yisrael, you have to daven Shemon Esrei. Yulu Ratzoni may free. It says, may my words be accepted. Maxi Basrei. What does it say immediately afterwards? Yancho Hashem b'yom tzara. May God answer you on the day which you are afflicted. So what it means here is that after you've been a miratzeh, you've appeased God by saying the Gal Yisrael, like he brings down even taking the Pnei Moshe in the third line down in the second column. You don't turn Rafi even saving the called Tsuriva Gali. It says you return him Rafi, but you only be Vanecha Hashem Tsuriva Gali. God, you are my rock and my salvation. Immediately after it says that, immediately after you call God your rock and salvation, then you have to start saying Dat Filo, you have to start saying Shmonesre, because then it says Yan Hashem Biyom Tzara. If you said God Yisrael, then that's the best time to ask then for any flavors.
From Arif,
there is no din. According to Shami, you don't have to be Samakul Tefillah tonight. Absolutely no Indian. Adarab. You said Asher Eino afterwards. Right. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi Brebribun. Call me Shutokiv Smichel Shchita. Now we have a few schoolers, a few special rewards from the heavens for doing these things properly. Anybody who immediately after smicha, after laying hands on the korban, shechts it to sacrifice it, aim psul noge boso korban. That korban will never be invalidated. Kom yishu tokef lintias adayim bracha. Anybody immediately after he does washes says the bracha, Ain our sultan makachik will susul, the sultan will not afflict him in that meal. He won't have any problems with eating, not l'shem shemaim. Komi shotel kef ka'ul et fila, so too, if somebody says immediately after God, so he starts on his mastering, Ain our sultan makachik will susul, the sultan does not bother him on that day. I'm an Abbey Zera. Wait a minute. This is a fascinating mice about Z. Really cool. I'm Rabbi Zera. Hey! I said gula right before tefila, and what do you know? Vitzdad in Bangaria, and they grabbed me to do work for the king. Status mean I was grabbed. Bangaria to do work for the king. Movilna, that's the bounty to carry myrtle branches to the palace. What happened to the promise that nothing's going to happen to me? So says the Gemara, Amrulay. They said to him, I'm not sure what this next phrase means. Rabbi Rabbi, I don't know exactly the translation, but the Pnei Moshe says it means Rabbi. Amalei Rabbi, they said to him, Rabbi, Rabbi, it's a very great thing, it's a schutziad. You misunderstood. You used the bottles half empty. Was half full. How so? It was a big schus. Is bnei onshe having priti machkim about it. There's some people who give money. Having priti means they give money machkim to recognize, in other words, to enter the palti in the palace. But you got to go into the White House for free. Other people would have to pay money to do it. You're lucky. But because you said Gula Tefillah didn't suffer, on the contrary, you got a benefit. What's the benefit? You got to see, you got to sightsee for free. You have to pay to get into the king's palace. I'm Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami said, Kosh kol misha eno tokef l'gula tefillah. If you said Gula, you said Gula Yisrael, and didn't start Davin Shemaresi afterwards, L'mayo Doma, what do you like? L'avo shemelech. You like the friend of the king. Shabbat, you take a piece of shemel. You come and knock on his door. Yotza, the king comes out. Leida, to know. Ma'o mevakish. What does the guy want? Umitso, shehif lig. And then when he comes out, he finds that the guy was just knocking, goes away. You know what happens then? The king himself goes away from you also. So if you knock on Hashem's door and you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Gaal Yisrael, the king says, oh, Hashem says, Take, what do you have to ask? If you don't start diving right away, as if you're knocking on his door and then not making the statement, he gets mad at you. Okay. When the shahar comes up, you don't have to, you still have time to say Shema. Aser and Gamliel Krabi Shimon. Rabbi Gamliel's statement that until the morning you can still reach Shema, it's going like Rabbi Shimon. The Tani, Rabbi Shimon, learned the name Rabbi Shimon. Parvim Shodam Kore Eshma, person of the Dreach Ma, Achas Livde Amuda Shachar, once before Amuda Shachar, before dawn, which is still considered nighttime, Vachas Acham Murashachar, and then again after Murashachar, which is considered daytime, B'nimtza yotzei dechavoso shel yom v'shel laila, you can be yotzei both your chilim, both of day and night and of day. So that's like right, Rangel Mil. It's like that. You can read till Amud Hashachar. Ask the Gemara. They read the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until dawn. What about after Shachris Kane? The old say by Shachris they can read Kriya Shema Shel Shachris from dawn and on. Or Yehei Bo, or the is he in that key similar to Mar Rabbi Zero? That which Rabbi Zira said, and Rabbi Zira said, what did he say? Rabbi Zira said, Demar Rabbi Zira Tanoi, which Rabbi Zira the Tana said, Achuid Rabbi Chia Baroshia, who was the brother of Rabbi Chia Baroshia, Ravava Barchana, and Ravar Barchana, what did he say? Hakori Manchi Mishmer Loyotze Dechavoso. If you read together with the people, Loyotze, he would not be Yotze, Kimashkimna you, because they would get up early. Now let me explain what's going on here. There's the Anche Mishmar. The people used to work that day in the Beis HaMikdash. They would read Shema immediately after Mudah Shachar. Just before, because they had to go to work already. So the thing is that here it says it's a special kula, the special dispensation which they got to say Shema, and anybody else who reads with them is not Yotze. Where this dispensation is only a rabbinic dispensation or the rights of dispensation, not relevant right now. The bottom line is that there was an opinion which holds you can't read Shema right after Mudah Shachar. So we're asking, which is Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that you can read Shema Shel Shachris immediately after Mudah Shachar, or does he hold like Rabbi Zira, that you have to wait somewhat until somewhat later, to which time the next mission is going to discuss. Okay, and we don't know. It's left it as an open question. We don't know if you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Shachris immediately after Amud HaShachar or not. New issue. Pisgah. A new passage. Maisa Shebo B'nei Bonav. It says that a Maisa happened, that the Chushal Gamil came home after midnight, and he said he should reach mine anyway. Ask Mara of Rabbi Gamliel, does Rabbi Gamliel argue in the rabbis? Vavaduv the Kavos saying follows his own opinion? How could this be? Where you argue in the rabbis, even if you have a good logic, you're not allowed to follow your own opinion. Where do you see that? For Rabbi Meir, Poligarabonin, Rabbi Meir argued under the rabbis in a certain matter, Vavaduv the Kavos say, but he wouldn't even follow his own opinion. For Rabbi Akiva, Poligarabonin, Rabbi Akiva argued under the rabbonin, Rava Uvid Kavose, who would have followed his own opinion. Where do we see these cases? Vehain, and where? Ashkelon, do we find the Rabbi Meir Poligarabonin, the Rabbi Meir arguing the rabbis, Velohavid Uvid Kavose, and did not follow his own opinion? I'll find you a case. The Tani we learned. Sachin al Lointis, Lechela B'Shabbos. You're allowed to spread a certain type of balm on a sick person on Shabbos. When is that? Amosai. Bismacha tofu b'yayim shem b'yayim Shabbos. When you make the constituent elements, you mix it together, which are wine and oil, from before Shabbos. Avin lo tofu b'yayim Shabbos osur. But if you didn't do it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to mix it together on Shabbos proper. I assume because it's like a refuah. It's like making medicine, and therefore we ban it from you. So says the Gemara, that's Rabbana. The Tani we learned, Arba Rabbi Shimon ben Lozer. Shimon Lozer said, Mati Arab Meir Litrof Yayim Hashemin. Rabbi Meir permitted one to mix together the wine and oil, even on Shabbos. Lasuch lo chol of Shabbos in order to anoint the king, anoint the sick person on Shabbos with this mixture. V'kvar chola, however, Rabbi Meir already got sick once. Ubikashu lasos lo kein, and since we were by him, we wanted to follow his plaque and make an alontis on Shabbos. We didn't let us make that lotis. We said to him, Chemi, Varecha mevatel b'chayecha. Should never bang, it ruins the recording, I'm sorry. The Varecha mevatel b'chayecha, you're going to renege on your own words during your own lifetime. There was you the one who told us you can make that lotis on Shabbos. Why aren't you letting us make it? Let us make it now for you. So he said, no. Oh my Lord, he said to us, Afa Bishani Mekel La'acherim. Even though for other people I'm Mekel, Machmi Ani Alatzmi. If somebody came and asked me the Shabbos, this is the very interesting logic he has here. For other people I'm willing to be Mekel. And say, argue in Rabbanan, you can rely on me. But for myself, I have to be Machmi. Probably because it shouldn't look that he has a vested interest in passing against Rabbanan. This way he has no vested interest because he himself is Machmi anyway. That's why respect them and follow their opinion, and I don't make alontis for myself on Shabbos. Anuk is the other case, Rabbi Akiva. Fein Ashko, where we find Rabbi Akiva, Poly Rabbana, he argues on the Rabbana of Luavid Uvda Kavose. But he doesn't paskin like his opinion. Kai, like the following case. The Tanina Tam we learned there in a Mishnah. Hashedra Bagu goes Mishnei Beisim. If you have a spinal column from one dead body and a skull from another dead body, or a Vin Stam or a measure of blood, which came in two statements that came from two dead bodies, Virola Tsamos or a measure of both Mishnei Tsamos, Mishnei Mason, and two dead bodies, or even Minamais, a flesh of a dead meat from two different dead bodies, or even a limb which comes to two live people. In all these cases, Rabbi Akiva Mitamei, Akiva says the amount of people comes from makes no difference. The Chachamim Mitamei and Chachamim say no. It all has to come from one person. It has to be a full shear from one person in order to be Mitamei Tamei Meis. And concerning this, we learned Tani, Meiser Sheviu, Kupa Mleatzamos. It came to pass once that they brought a bucket full of bones, human bones. Mikvar Tavi, to from Kvar Tavi, Vinichon, they left the Bavir Knesses in the hall, in the Shul Belud. Vinichnas Tujus Arofe, so they wanted to examine the bones. So Tujus, the doctor, was a very famous doctor, time of Chazal, came in. Vinichsu Karovim, when all the doctors came in with him, Amar Tujus Arofe, and Tujus, the doctor, said, Ein Kanchetra Vimeisechot, Vlogogos Vimeisechot. You don't have anywhere in this batch of bones the skull and the spinal column from the same mace. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's tamatami because the skull and spinal column from two different maces. Only like Rabbi Akiva, it's matami. So they said nonetheless, Amru, they said, Hoil v'yesh kan matarim. Rabbi Akiva was in the room. So since they said there's some people who are Matar, which are Rabbanan, since they're not from the same mace. And there's some people in this room who are normally Matame, Vieshka Matamim, Naman Alaminian, let's vote. Very democratic society in Judaism. Let's vote and see if we're Tame or Tar by standing here. He's Chilim Rabbi Akiva. So they start for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it's Tar, but here. Which goes against the grain of what he himself said earlier. He said previously he has to specifically be from the same mace. Yet here it says even from two mason. So if that's the case, we see Rabbi Akiva, even though he was of a different opinion, would never paskin against Chachamim. Now, says the Gemara, hey, this is the end of the Maisa. They said to Rabbi Akiva, well, if you're going to vote that it's Tar, we don't have to continue the vote. Amrullah said, since you are the one, we are all taking the vote to see if we have to decide like you or not. But since now you're the one who said it's Tar, but you, Tame, but you yourself concede here it's Tar, however, Tiata, the Tar is once you're a Tar, it's Tar, we don't have to take a vote. Now we find also another Tana, Why is the Rabbana but doesn't Paskin like himself? Where do we find Rabbi Shimon argues in Rabbana? But he wouldn't follow his line of reasoning. Kai the Tanina Tama, like that which we learned over there. Rabbi Shimon says, everything which goes wild during Shemitah is permitted, except for wild cabbage. You know why? There's nothing like it in the field. Now, by that Chazal meant, according to the Pnei Moshe's interpretation here, any other field, we're afraid if we let you use stuff which grows wild during Shemitah, Rabbanu are afraid you're going to come plant it intentionally and say, oh, I don't know what God, there's wild stuff. So according to Rabbi Shimon, they didn't ask for any svichim except for cabbage. Why cabbage? Because cabbage people can plant repetitiously in their backyard and say, oh, I don't know, it just got there by accident. Because cabbage is unique in that it's not usually cultivated en masse. Individual cabbage plants are cultivated. So therefore, if we allowed you to use cabbage growth during Shemitah, might lead to all sorts of abuses, and you might start planting and claim that you never planted. Okay? So therefore, cabbage is different. But all other svichim, everything else which goes through Shemitah's mutter. As a meridik of chumra, tremendous chumra, which we still have machin rizman to say. Anything which grows wild during Shemitah, we're not allowed to eat. All svichim are also. Has to be stuff dafka which grew during the sixth year, or came from chutzlart. Not stuff which grew wild during the seventh year. There are certain term, but generally speaking, that's the scenario. Says the Gemara, how we know if Shimon didn't abide by his psak? Shimon Yochai Avar Uvda B'Shmitza. A certain ma'isa happened to Shimon Yochai in Shmitza. Chama Chad Malaki Tzvichei Shvius. He saw a certain individual collecting that which grew out wild in the field during Shmitza. Amar Lay. So he said to this farmer, Vilei Sasser, don't you know it's Sasser? Because Vila Tzvichinin and aren't they Tzvichin? So these farmers, they were farmers. They said to him, "Fulo atu shat matir, aren't you one? You said it's okay. You said tzvichin are okay." So says Gemara, "No." Amalei Shimachai said back, "Vein chaver chokin alai. Maybe I held the smutter, but don't my friends argue me? And yochid v'rabim, I look like rabim. If more of my friends are rabbi on me, you argue on me, I have to pass it like them."
But he's not being makel for achirin.
Excuse me?
He's not being makel for achirin.
He's being mach for achirin, that's right. The Kari Alove, he said about this farmer, "You're a chutzbedeka fellow. Poreitz gather, you breaks breaches in the wall. Yishchedu nachash may be bitten by a snake." And of course, this is Rav Shimon Chai giving in this bracha, so it was fulfilled. The chayin hava slay. He got bitten by a snake and he died, and died happily ever after. Ram gamia poligarabona. However, even though all these cases, we see rabbis who are rabbona, but they're not passing against rabbona. Rabbi Gamliel played Rabbanu Vavidu the Kavose. Really, ours are but any paskins like himself. How could this be? You should have to be subjugate, subordinate himself to the rabbis. Someone knows Shani Alchi is different. Shaul Shinun. Rabbi Gamliel can say to you, what difference does it make? Say it anyway. If it's not the mitzvah, you're learning. Even Rabbanu knows it's good to learn Torah, right? So if you're not yet to Krishna, it's little count as learning Torah. So therefore, he's not going against Rabbanu. Say, even Rabbanu would agree, you don't lose anything by reading Shema now, because the worst comes to worst, all this is learning Torah. Me'ata, if that's the case, ask Gemara. Av Mish'ol Alurim Muda Shachar. So if that's the case, if we're saying that it's learned like learning a Torah, so let's learn Torah even after Muda Shachar. Why do they have to stop saying Shema and Amuda Shachar? Let him say after Amuda Shachar also. It's not the right time for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. So what? they'll get reward for learning Torah. Says Marv, if the boy Maymar. Is there for someone to give a different answer? Oh, sorry. Whoops.
We're almost finished, by the way.
These by Maimer, some gave a different answer, which is a very, very, a more alumnish answer. They said, there, Rabbi Akiva could just be Machmir and say, well, Rabbi Akiva could just say, just accept the rabbi's words. They would become out of Kula. Say, okay, say it's Thor. Over there, Rabbi Shimon could accept the words of Chomim, Rabbi Meir could accept the words of Chomim and say, okay, don't do that on this. Here, Rabbi Shimon could accept the words of Chomim and say, okay, don't harvest speaking. But Rama here, however, Hochakra over Chatzos. Here, it's after Chatzos. So you can't go like Chachomim. Because you go to Chomim, you're going to potter them up. I'm alone, so he says to them, in this case, where there's no alternative, go Chachomim, Uvdin Uvda Kavos, a paskin like me, and read Kriya Shema, even though it's after Chatzos, as long as there's no Mudah Shachar. Okay? So there he says, over here it's different. Where we can fulfill the words of Chachomim, so we fulfill the words of Chachomim. But here, if we fulfill the words of Chachomim, we won't say Shema. So therefore, we say, read the Shema. Hi, maybe it's not necessary, so the words, it's like learning Torah, and that's good enough. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we'll stop here for today.